There you go.
You think we've got one?
Discovered them in Fulham toilets.
Nah, we just, it was just...
Thought you needed a break, so...
We let him have us. Bobby and I got together in July 72, a splinter, and Bobby had written a song called Lonely Man, and George was busy with a film at the time, you know, a film, and called Little Malcolm and His Struggle Against the Eunuchs, you see. We did the song in the film, and George sort of went on to produce an album for us, and halfway through the album, he got Dark Horse Records together, and yeah, that was it.
We were the first release on Dark Horse, yeah.
Yeah, it was like we were sort of signed. Well, we weren't signed, we were just sort of automatically signed because we were making an album with him at the time. Uh-huh. We didn't know anything about Dark Horse Records till halfway through the album. And he found the logo on a painting or something.
What were you doing before you got together?
Before we got together, well, I was trying to make it sort of on my own, pushing songs and singing, and Billy was with a local band, and
we just got together, you know, just both sort of going different directions, and someone got us together and thought, well, look, you'd be better together rather than separate.
Yeah, a guy called Rob Hill, who was a very good friend of mine, Bill's manager at the time, got we together, so he's managing both of us now, and a fine man.
You've been touring in England a lot?
No, we did a tour of the a small tour of the radio stations, but very, very quickly. We didn't have time to take in an extensive sort of, time about it.
We had to do the whole of England in a week, you know, five major cities. Uh-huh. And we had to do, like, the major radio station in the cities, you know, and it was like a whistle stop sort of.
Now you're doing that here?
Now we're doing it here. This is the 30th. This is the 30th radio gig in a fortnight, which is 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's about two weeks, two days.
So the songs are becoming not songs anymore, they're becoming sounds now, you know?
That's the unfortunate part about it.
Yeah. But we're going to do LA. We're going to LA on Wednesday. We're going to LA on Wednesday and we're doing some, maybe the Troubadour. Uh-huh. So that'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah. Troubadour will not be till, I think, but I think it's December the 2nd or 3rd.
Is it?
Will that be like your first live performance then?
No, we've done a couple of small ones, a couple of small gigs.
We've done three live gigs, and one of them was about 400 people. The other one was a place in Boston called Paul's Mall, yeah. And the other one was a place called The Pass in Richmond. That was lovely, you know, all the gigs.
My father's place in Long Island. Yeah. No, that's
we want to come over and do a college tour, you know, uh-huh. And I think that would be really good.
It's a big audience in college tours.
Well, a nice receptive audience as well.
I tell you, the interviews we've had off the college magazines as well, they're really together, those guys, you know?
Yeah.
Really right there, like.
I ask you some questions that someone who's been in the business 10, 15 years writing on a pop magazine would never ask you, you know? They're very, very
it's
musically
really
together.
Yeah.
Very musically together. So shall we bomb through Drink All Day again?
Sure. Unless you want to do another one and do that again later.
I'll do that one now so it's done.
You can drink all day, you can drink all night, but I want no trouble and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble and you gotta find your own way home. Man over there and he's leaning on the bar. By the way the fella's standing, I can tell he won't be going far. Nobody cares, they're all the bloody same. It's a shame I have to bother, I gotta keep the place clean. You can drink all day, you can drink all night, but I want no trouble and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble and you gotta find your own way home. Thank you.
tell her where you're going. You can bet your car along. There's a label on a record, there's a telly on a shoe, or a pocket full of lolly. Maybe you're a sucker too. You can drink all day, you can drink all night, but I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way home. What you're holding, take a look at where you are. You've been dancing on the table, but you'll never be a star. Making quite an exhibition, would you do it in your home? Go and sit down in the corner, leave the quiet man alone. You can drink all day, you can drink all night, but I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way. Drink all day, drink all night, I want no trouble, and you gotta find your own way home.
Here you go. Shall we do, let's see now. Yeah, wanna do Lonely Man?
Okay.
This is the song that got us in with George and Dark Horse and all those fine session musicians.
Just another face you did. another chance that I let go. I understand the knowing look you gave to me, reflecting what is shown within my eyes. I'm hoping that your image is a reality, and wanting first impressions not to lie. Maybe being a lonely man was my destiny, holding on to what's past and gone means so much to me. I was just another face you didn't know, just another chance that I let go. Just another chance that I let go.
Okay. Some more?
Sure.
Okay. This is another song off the new album. And still only halfway there. Still only halfway there, it's called.
Cold and dark this evening, walking on together. We got miles to go yet, but we're still only halfway there. Stars above to guide us, miles and miles of clear way. Cold and gray as night turns into day, but you're still only halfway there. Hitch your ride outside Durham, takes you straight into Leeds. See a girl you know, you must let her go. She told you that she wasn't free. Signs that say you've been there, long white lines to follow. Bright blue skies, I said that sun is in your eyes, but you're still only halfway there. Hitch a ride outside Durham, takes you straight into Leeds. See a girl you know, you must let her go. She told you that she wasn't free. Signs that say you've been there, long white lines to follow. Bright blue skies, I said that sun is in your eyes, but you're still only halfway there. Bright blue skies, I said that sun is in your eyes, but you're still only halfway. Still only halfway, still only halfway, still only halfway there. Still only halfway, still only halfway, still only halfway there. Still only halfway, still only halfway, still only halfway there.
This one's on the album. Tom, as he knocks a plant over, Tom tried this one like a sort of a reggae, semi-reggae feel, you know? It had steel drums in. And it's basically the same tempo, except that, yeah, it's amazing how that kind of thing accentuates the reggae sort of feel more than the actual one acoustic guitar and two vocals does on this. And it's a song we wrote together. It's called What Is It?
We can do it, it's easy. We can do it, it's nice. We can do it any time of the day. We might do it twice. Some people say that it's wrong, but I know for certain it's right. So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself? You can have it for breakfast, and you can have it for tea.
The guitar's very out of tune, I think. Just a couple of notes clashing there. Just.
We can do it, it's easy. We can do it, it's nice. We can do it any time of the day. We might do it twice. Some people say that it's wrong, but I know for certain it's right. So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself? You can have it for breakfast, you can have it for tea. You can have it with the fella next door, and you can have it with me. The choice is completely your own. It ain't gonna damage your health. So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself? Hey, you've got a mind of your own. Don't come around to me for advice, take a hold of it. Hey, use your loaf a bit. You can say it's a problem, or you can state it's a fact. You can pass it on anywhere, or you can keep it intact. But don't say it doesn't feel good, or I'll put you back on the shelf. So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself? Hey, you've got a mind of your own. Don't come around to me for advice, take a hold of it. Hey, use your loaf a bit. You can say it's a problem, or you can state it's a fact. And you can pass it on anywhere, or you can keep it intact. But don't say it doesn't feel good, or I'll put you back on the shelf. So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself? So how can you tell me if you never ever tried it? How can you tell me if you never ever tried it? How can you tell me if you never ever tried it yourself?
Okay. You like to hear Crusty now? I'm coming home.
I feel so lonely, I've been too long away. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I wish I'd never made up my mind to stray. Nobody owns all the dirty old clothes that are lying in the lane. Whistling loud, the 4:30 shift has gone. Little old man with a pole in his hand, lighting lamps along the way. Hurry me back there, I wish I'd never gone. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I feel so lonely, I've been too long away. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I wish I'd never made up my mind to stray. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I feel so lonely, I've been too long away. Cost a fine town, it's fine town, I'm coming home. I wish I'd never made up my mind to stray. La 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 la.
Do it again.
If you like, get through just the last verse.
Can you drop in?
Sure, we can cut it.
Oh, all right then.
Okay.
All right.
You can do anything with tape.
just do the last one. Just do the last cross of finger. And then just go straight into the la-las at the end, all right?
Okay. When do you want to drop in?
We'll just do it now, and then we'll just cut it, you know?
They just cut the tape and put it on. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I feel so lonely, I've been too long away. Cost a fine town, it's a fine town, I'm coming home. I wish I'd never made up my mind to stray.
Do a whole one, eh? Do you think a whole one would be better?
Cost a fine town again?
Yeah.
If you want to, but I'm sure we could just splice on that last.
Okay.
Chorus.
Anything else?
What do you get a lot of requests for?
No, just anything that sort of anything you want me to play, we'll play it. I'll play
Do China.
All right.
Song called China Light.
China Light, come shine your light on me. Make this night the night for you. Like the east wind, you came softly, touched my heart. I knew we were meant to be together, sharing as we do here in China Light. As the midnight moon departs the sky, Geisha lady, please don't pass. goodbye. Never tell me sayonara, never say farewell. Do our birth signs go together? Only time will tell. Here in China light, here in China light. Oh, I die, die.
That's from the first album, yeah.
How much influence did George Harrison have on your songwriting?
No, none.
The association with him?
None.
Absolutely none at all.
No.
He doesn't sort of influence you like that. You know, he influences you as far as he learns you things. You know, about studio technique and, you know, just basically how to make an album. But as far as your own personal singing or songwriting goes, we already had that, and all he did was enhance it, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, didn't affect the songwriting anybody. Did sort of bring out the best in the records, you know. Uh-huh. We thought it was very good, you know.
Mm. So I mean, you know, as far as songwriting goes, or singing, yeah, no influence at all, you know.
But he did. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing on the singing part. He did. Did teach you a lot on harmonies, you know.
Harmonies,
not just
yeah.
The ones we do. These are our harmonies. We've done these for you. You know, every song we write, we sort of put a harmony to it, either a low harmony or a high harmony, whether who sings lead or what. But he did teach you a lot about the sort of, you know, harmonies around harmonies, if you know what I mean, you know? And it was really, really easy. He's getting slagged off a lot for his voice, you know, lately, you know? But I mean, he knows where it's at, you know?
He can sing when he tries.
I mean, he's probably forgot more than some people know, you know. I've forgotten probably more than we know, you know.
So, I mean, I think he was vocally at his best at All Things Must Pass, you know.
I seen Help the other night on the television. I sat up and watched Help on television. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was great. It's just like being back in the old days again, and he was singing I Need You, you know. And yeah, it's great, you know. Really. Big Beatle fan.
Both of you are?
Oh, Wes,
oh,
I mean.
Yeah.
I noticed you're Fab Four Fun Club.
Oh yeah, well, we get these off the French Beatles fan club, you know.
Yeah.
A strange lot of those. No, but they're nice t-shirts. They wash nice. But they're still massive in France. They still sell old Beatles. Well, what they probably consider as new singles. There's still racks full of Beatles singles, you know, Please Please Me and all those.
Yeah.
You know, still racks full of those. And these guys are fanatics on the Beatles. He can tell you what Paul McCartney was having for breakfast on January the 23rd, 1971. You know, he's so fanatical. You know, it's unbelievable.
But it's good, you know, because he's the guy, Jacques, what do you call him?
Jacques Valcouve.
Valcouve, you know. And him and his brother, Jacques and Gilles. And both Adam Beatle freaks, you know. And I think if George knew how really much they would like to meet him, he would meet them, you know.
Jacques and Jill went up the hill to get a Beatle album. And so on. So anyway, I mean, how long have we got? I mean,
as long as you want. The tape runs out.
Okay then. Well, we'll do about another two lives then, okay? Okay. Is that okay with you?
From the new album.
Okay, let's do 60 Minutes Too Far.
Yeah.
Times you really feel you'd like to get away. Things around just bring you down. So what's the point in hanging around? Pack your things, you head towards the motorway. You're standing there an hour or two, but nothing seems to stop for you. 60 miles too far, trying to get a ride but no one sees me. 60 miles too far, I'm waving my hand, won't someone take me? I was on. Oh, I was only looking for the sun. Without a word to anyone, you slip away. It's not as if they'd really care. I wish you luck when you get there. Tomorrow isn't all that far away. What's the use of holding on? You're wasting time, you should be gone. 60 miles too far, trying to get a ride but no one sees me. 60 miles too far, I'm waving my hand, won't someone take me? I was only looking for the sun. Oh, I was only looking for the sun. Oh, I was only looking for the sun. Oh, I was only looking for the sun. The friends you thought you had have turned away. Girl who said she'd wait for you is probably out with someone new. But don't forget there's still another way. It's stretching out before your eyes. It's all for you, why don't you try? 60 miles too far, trying to get a ride but no one sees me. 60 miles too far, I'm waving my hand, won't someone take me? I was only looking for the sun. Oh, 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 I was only looking for the sun.
That was 60 Minutes Too Far.
Hmm.
And finish up with a song called Barclay House Hotel. And
you cruel thing. That's cruelty, that.
On the album it starts something like that, you know. And we're gonna sort of, with it being the acoustic and not accentuating the bass patterns on one acoustic guitar. We're going to just bring it down to the basic, the way we've done it on stage and...
Where it was
on
written.
On stage and screen.
The way we used to do it a couple of years ago. Tired, but I mean, we still get into it just the same. You know, it's you sort of trudge around all over the place. This is it's about the 29th or 30th thing we've done, you know.
That's the 30th gig we've done in two weeks. This is getting in for the third week.
Doing a couple of days.
Yeah, we did four days. We've done three a day. Uh-huh. We've been doing 4 a day, then we went down to like one a day, and then it's like two a day. But some the one a day is like an hour or something. There's a gig at night or something like that, you know. This is the last one, I'm glad to say, because at the moment I'm really just feeling a little bit fatigued.
Fatigued. But as you can hear, I mean, we still like to swing it out, you know. It's good to be able to sing heavy in a duo as well as always singing soft, you know. We like to sing loud and sing forcefully out as well, because that shows the different side to your voice, you know. So, and we've got a few sides to the voices, as people will see on the third album.
You're working on that already?
No, but we hope to be soon, pretty soon, as quick as possible.
Have a few songs picked out?
They're all picked out, ready to lay down, you know.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes, eh?
Aye, that'll be an experience and a half. Anyway.
Do you want to finish with, or?
If it's short, I think we could get it on there. Just 2.5 minutes on there.
2.5 minutes? How about Place I Love? Oh yeah. What do you think?
Yeah,
And the tape might run out, I tell you. I would hate to get halfway through a song and let the tape run out.
Maybe sleep with that in there.
Okay, we've got
that. Okay. Good one.
Oh, good.